The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
The Gemara brings a Mishnah in Sukkot of Chesam Aleph. The Mishnah has a machlekes Shammai and Hillel about the chiyuv katan in Sukkot. The Mishnah says, katan she'enet tzorach le'imoy chayiv b'sukkot. And a katan she'enet tzorach le'imoy is chayiv in Sukkot. Ma'isa v'yolda kalosa yishal Shammai Hazokin. The Ma'isa, the Mishnah brings, that Shammai Hazokin's daughter-in-law, she had a baby. Upiches is hama'aziva. They opened up the roof, the ceiling. The sichech al gabe hamita b'shvul katan. And they put tzchach on top of the bed b'shvul katan for the child, for the baby. M'chayra, the zach is tamua. You don't make a newborn baby. Why should a newborn baby be chayiv in mitzvah sukkah? Ein lecha katan shelo yigil chinuch gadol mizeh. It sounds like the ma'isa was the baby was born on sukkahs, or right before sukkahs, and they opened up the roof so that the baby should have a sukkah, should be able to become a mitzvah sukkah. So certainly the mitzvah deraisa you don't have elmai mitzvah chinuch. This is katan shelo yigil chinuch, as we said. How is it shayach over here, the mitzvah sukkah? So the marshal by us in Yevamos is Iman on this, and he says that Elchanami, the chiyuv sukkah, he was not machmas the tinnik, the baby that was born. He says that Kalos Yishal Shammai had another child, a child who was Yigil Chinuch. And but Hayyais, that the mother with the baby had to be in that place, machmas the ledo, and the older child was also with the mother. So, but that child was chayiv in sukkah. So that's why they were pichas as amaziva. That's why they opened it up. But Avada, the cotton ben yoimai, the tinnik ben yoimai, is Avada potter from sukkah. So what's the machlekes Shammai and Hillel? The machlekes Shammai and Hillel is, what is the shir of chinuch for mitzvah sukkah? What's considered a gil chinuch? According to Hillel, it's only cotton she'en tzorach le'imoy. So if it's a cotton that has to be together with the mother, you can't leave the mother's side, so then that cotton is potter. But Shammai holds even a cotton hatzorach le'imoy, it's still considered a gil chinuch. But Avada not a ben yoimai. As I talk to Marshal. Okay, so he's saying this machmas deich kakushvia, but l'chayr it's not mashma like this at all in the Gemara that it's machmas another child. It doesn't say anything about another child over here. It sounds like it's machmas the vlad. And as I said before, in Rishayim, the Pirush Mishnayis L'Rambam over there in Sukkah says that Shammai holds that l'chiyuv sukkah is l'chal ha'zacharim l'chal ha'gilim, all zacharim no matter how old, how young they are. So it sounds not like he's saying. And the Meiri over there says shehu machmir b'chol katan l'hashivay b'sukkah. Every katan has to be in a sukkah. Again, sounds like the pashat of the Mishnah that it's even the baby that was just born. Okay, but I would say it's takashver. So like those Rishonim, I don't know what the teretz is. It's takashver. How is it shaykh that katan ben yoimai is chayiv and that is a mitzvah chinuch? Now there is vav over there in sukkah. Takia is aimed on this, and he asks, what's the pshat that it's a mitzvah chinuch that there should be a chiv sukkah on a baby? He says two terutz. His first terutz is that he Takia didn't do it machmas the tinnik. He didn't machmas the father. They didn't machmas the father of the tinnik. Why? Because the baby has to be with the mother, and the mother has to be in that place. The mother can't go out to the sukkah. The mother has to be in the house, and the baby's with the mother. But the father has a chiv sukkah, and his chiv sukkah is teishu kain taduru. Teishu and the Duru means, at least according to Shammai, that you have to be together with your mishpacha, together with your son. Even though the son is only a baby, he's only a ben yoimai. It doesn't matter. But that's Teishu and the Duru. That's the tzura of a bias, of dira and a bias, as a mishpacha is together. So if we're going to say that the mother and the baby are inside, and the father has to go outside to the sukkah, that's not going to be Teishu and the Duru. So in Meila, they'll pixel some aziva, they opened up the ceiling, in order that the makam where the mother and the baby were, could become a sukkah, so that the father could be mekayim teishu in the duru. As Ezek the Ritva, his first teretz. He's another teretz over there. Not so clear what he means. Ayin Sham, and also the Ran over there says like that. So Adayin Tzorchin. I'm not sure what he's saying in the other text. But that's one text of the Ritva. Okay, this is all according to Shammai. Mahalacha, we pass on like Hillel, that only Katan Sha'in Tzorchin lo yizchai. Like the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Reish Mem, Noshim Avodim Uktanim, Peturim Min HaSukkah. Right, so it says a cotton is potter. Then it says beis the mechaber says cotton she ain't tzarich leimoi shahu keben chamesh keben sheish. Once he's 5 or 6 years old, chayiv v'sukkah midivrei soifim k'nei l'chan tzoy b'mitzvos. So the mechaber says then he's chayiv because then he's ain't tzarich leimoi. That's like Hillel, not like Shammai. Okay. Now, yesh l'hoyer that it's l'chayiv dava bara that even according to Hillel. When we say he's chayiv in sukkah, it doesn't just mean that he has to go to the sukkah for the Yom Tov Suda. It means he has the same mitzvah sukkah like a gadol. It's only the rabbanim mishum chinuch, but he has a mitzvah like a gadol. That means that he has to eat all of his sudas. Obviously, I'm talking about whatever sudas chayiv in sukkah, whether it's pas or pas kishnah, whatever it is. But certainly, if he washes and has a meal, he has to eat it in the sukkah. Especially, it's not just on Yom Tov, it's not just on Shabbos, it's on Chol Hamoed as well. And not only that, but to feed him chutz l'sukkah for his mother or anybody to give him food out of the sukkah is also, there's an issur of sphere. You're not allowed to give a cotton machal sasuris. This is like machal sasuris because he's not allowed to eat it chutz l'sukkah. And as I state the first in the Paiskim, which is read from the Mishabura, but he's not the first one to say it. Mishabura in Tafresh Mem, Sifkaton. Cotton hay. Lekuli alma aser lahachel lekotan biadayim chutz l'sukkah. I feel a lot of macher. Even another person, meaning not the father, not the mother, no yid is allowed to give a cotton food out of the sukkah. He says, what does it mean to give him food? Zok mishabur is ainu litein l'seich piv, to put it into his mouth. So that stam is not so negay. Once the child is 5, 6 years old, nobody's actually putting food in his mouth. Okay, but then he goes on and he says, "Oy letzavei sloy lecha," or to command him to tell him to eat. So that certainly is negeya for a mother to tell her son, who is 8, 9 years old, or even less than that, 5, 6 years old, whatever the exact year is. Well, let's say an 8 year old, and she tells him, "Go sit down and eat supper in the house now." Then she's not allowed to do that. She has to tell him. She has to say, "Go eat," and if he wants to eat in the sukkah, she certainly can't stop him from going to the sukkah. And al smitzus chinuch. She should tell him to go to the sukkah. Certainly the father should. The child of the mother is mitzvah v'chinuch. And then the Sha'atzin says in Zifkot Nches, "La'afuke k'shameiniach l'fanav lecha." If you just put it in front of him, who oichel me'atzma, and he eats himself, so that's not svi'ah. Svi'ah is either to put it in his mouth, or to tell him to eat chutz l'sukkah. But if you just put it there, and he decides to eat it, that would not be included in svi'ah. But that's only other people. Apple aviv mechuyev machmas mitzvahs chinuch lemnoya oisei shalei lechol chutz l'sukkah. So it's a chiyuv on the father to make sure that the child does not eat chutz l'sukkah, which obviously includes making sure that the mother doesn't feed him chutz l'sukkah, because he has to make sure that the child does not eat chutz l'sukkah. So he has to tell the mother of the child not to feed him chutz l'sukkah. Not on svia. Even if you'll say there's no svia, you get around the svia by saying she didn't tell him to eat in the house. But al chinuch he's mechuyev, and like I mentioned before, that their price can hold that the mother is also mechuyev in the chinuch, as the Mishabur brings in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, brings machlekes about this. Now, like we said, yesh l'hayir, that it seems that people are not so makban on this. So the Aruch HaShulchan over here in Tzibbeis is oimin on this, and he says, "V'lo yadati lama ein nizharim b'zeh b'zmaneinu." How come people are not makbid? V'ulai mitneishem d'medinoseinu al piharoiv hazman kar b'sukkis. He says, because where we live, it's very cold on sukkahs. The kasha al hakotan lechel b'sukkah. It's hard for the cotton to eat in the sukkah. B'tzorachian. He blames for the tzorachian. Ad kan l'shayne. So, obviously, this is not going to cover all cases. It's certainly not going to cover a case where it's a nice warm day, and he's eating lunch at 1 o'clock and the sun is shining, and it's 60 degrees or so, or even 50 degrees, and it's not cold, and if it is a little chilly, you can put on a coat. The frat, if he spends the whole day running around outside and playing outside, so obviously he's not cold, and obviously the mother does not feel that it's cold for him. He goes outside, it's fine. Our Shulchan was talking about it in Russia, where Takalapam was very cold. It could be in the 30s or 40s, it could be very cold, maybe even less than that. And we have that taka sometimes on Sukkot Bifrat at night. But the same child who is spending time outside doing other things, l'chayr, there's no heter for him not to be eating his meal in the sukkah. And l'chayr, it's not just a question of eating, it's sleeping also. The mitzvah of Shina. Okay, so on Shina we have the penetrium because it's cold taka. Alright, but if it's taka not so cold, then there's taka no heter for the cotton not to sleep in the sukkah. And adram, some of the heterim that we have are dafka for gadol, not for cotton. The hainu, the heter of isha v'isha, that doesn't apply to a cotton. There's no reason why he shouldn't go sleep in the sukkah. Okay, if he's a mitzvah, if it's a problem, if it's cold, uchadayim, things like that. Okay, so you have to be done. Is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? Is it a p'tur? Is it not a p'tur? But a person has to be done on it. You can't just assume that there's no chiv. So maybe we could say a different yishuv on eating, on sleeping. Maybe we'll say because the klal is a tzorche cotton is k'tzorche chayla. We treat what a cotton needs like a chayla. And we say that if a child won't eat a proper meal, he might become sick. And since the mother is in the house and not in the sukkah, because she's taka pata from sukkah, so if she's not going to sit there and make sure that he eats his meal, he taka won't eat, then he'll get sick. No. Maybe sometimes it's shtigl teretz, but it's not going to work in ganzen because he's a machlagis paiskim. What's the sheer katan lagabi tzachi katan k'tzachi chayla? Some say it's up to 3. Some say it's up to 9. But l'chala days, once he hits 9, 10, 11, 12, he's certainly not, it's not considered tzachi katan. It certainly doesn't meet up until bar mitzvah. So, at that point, we're certainly not going to have a heter. And l'chala, even if you want to say it on a younger child, it's not so pashut. You have to see, does it apply, does it not apply? If he's taka going to eat a normal meal, or if the sukkah is not too far from the house, and the mother could taka be mashgiach olav, and make sure that he eats properly, then there's no heter. So,
the Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.